In this final segment of the multi-part series, Two Heads Are Better Than One, Dr. Robert Pace concludes his presentation of peer learning techniques for piano instructors.
Jim, let's go on. Or who's going to do the next one? The wall. Yeah, so we're moving from romantic into the so-called impressionistic. And we've had a variety of sound and chromaticism and so forth. Carolyn, could you tell me, or Jim? Jim, by the way, what does wall mean?
Fog.
This is, what is that? What's the implication for the impressionistic theater?
I know. Shimmering water and fog over the water.
No square quarters.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Blending and moving like this. Okay. Now you got to get that in your mind, don't you? What kind of a scale would give you maximum freedom to move in any direction?
Some scale that has no dominance seventh in it. No grounding.
That's right. So a whole tone would be ideal, wouldn't it? Because it has no polarity. It can move in any direction. Once you try a little bit, let's see how we do this. Their lives at that point. as Carolyn pointed out, more reason to prepare. I don't want to let that other person down. Not all students like the same sounds. So they're still going to get exposed to it. Now maybe Carolyn doesn't like the chordal sound as well as she does the whole tone, but she's hearing it. She's getting ready at some point to do that. Poise and confidence in performance. We need to play in front of someone to get that. There's no other way, I can tell you. I remember when Rosina Levine was going to play with Bernstein in the Philharmonic. She's doing this new for her, a Mozart concerto. She came out on a weekend, and we recorded this for 4 or 5 weekends. She would record it and have just play this, because she was going to play it in Carnegie Hall. And you got to play this. You had other people in there. We were listening and so forth. Now, as the students critique each other, the teacher observes, and it gives me a better idea that they understand what they're doing. Because what happens, as soon as they walk out that door, they got to teach themselves for 6 days before I see them again. And if they do it the wrong way, they reinforce the wrong answer, not the right. So as students critique each other, they are showing me their understanding. Now, just to end this, people, my ultimate goal, and I hope that you would share this, my ultimate goal is to help to have music, help music be an integral part of people's lives, an integral part, not some kind of a fad or a frill, an extra thing. It's the way I think. I think musically. I think creatively. That's all part of music. And to enjoy being a sensitive, thoughtful, and creative individual through music. We've got too much brute strength, people. Not enough sensitivity. Thank you.